people said that Garrison always looked for the press and always was looking to grandstand. It really wasn't true. He never revealed, for example, what Hale Boggs had told him. Garrison was a person completely different from what the press made him out to be, and I think we have to attribute the discrediting of Jim Garrison right back to J. Edgar Hoover, who issued a document. We have a document now which shows J. Edgar Hoover telling all special agents in charge, quote, give Garrison nothing. And Garrison was bewildered because usually one law enforcement agency helps another. But in the case of the FBI in New Orleans, they did everything they could to sabotage Garrison's story.
Did you like Jim Garrison as a person?
Jim Garrison was not a cozy person. Jim Garrison only wanted to talk about the Kennedy assassination. The last time I saw him, I had cut the cornea of my eye, and I came down to dinner with my face completely bandaged, as if I looked like a mummy. And Garrison sat down. It was 8 o'clock at night. We start talking about the Kennedy case, and this is 1989 now, and how the parade route was changed, and how the mayor of Dallas was really the brother of the second in command to Allen Dulles. And we're talking until 2 o'clock in the morning in the lobby of the hotel, and Garrison never once said, well, what happened to your face? Why is your face bandaged like that? It wasn't personal. It was just that he didn't like small talk, and that's why he really didn't want to be a politician. He said, I never want to kiss babies. Because when David Ferry, who was his chief suspect, died suddenly in February of 1967, Garrison's staff said, okay, this ball is rolling down the hill, and we should go back to politics. And Garrison was incredulous, and he said, what do you mean by that? I've just begun.
Why was he obsessed with this case, Joan?
He cared. I think if people said that he wanted money, people said that he was trying to protect the mafia, none of that was true. In fact, I found out by interviewing the people closest to the governor of Louisiana at that time, who was very close to Carlos Marcello, who was the mafia kingpin there of Louisiana and Texas, that Carlos Marcello didn't like Jim Garrison. He wanted him out of office. And the quote that Carlos Marcello said was, Jim Garrison was, quote, unreliable. He really cared. He wanted to find out what happened to the person he called Jack Kennedy. And Garrison was a liberal. Garrison was interested in civil liberties. Garrison was interested in civil rights. Unlike previous district attorneys of Orleans Parish, Garrison was not a racist. Garrison, it was so unusual. When I first met Jim Garrison, he never even said to me, and I was very young at the time, and I didn't even know that he was district attorney. We would walk down the street, and African-American people would greet him, good morning, Mr. Garrison, good afternoon, Mr. Garrison. I couldn't understand why that was so. And only after I was writing Jim Garrison's biography did I realize that the African-American people in New Orleans appreciated him so much. And the coroner of Orleans Parish, Dr. Frank Mignard, who has been in the news so much lately because he's been doing the autopsies of the people who died during Hurricane Katrina. Well, Frank Mignard told me that the African-American people in Orleans Parish had three photographs in their homes. One was John F. Kennedy. One was Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. The other was Jim Garrison.
Oh, my. Was it the fact that a lot of what he uncovered with regards to the people who were involved, who happened to live in New Orleans, was that the reason he jumped on it?
Yes, I think what Garrison said, listen, Lee Harvey Oswald was living in New Orleans from April to September of 1963. He was associated with two CIA contract pilot Ferry and CIA operative Clay Shaw, and the three people were seen together in New Orleans and also north of Baton Rouge. What was this all about? And Garrison said, the implementation of the assassination occurred in my jurisdiction. What should I do? Sit back and not take notice of that? And so he gave up politics. He gave up the opportunity to become governor of Louisiana, which he could easily have done. And he devoted himself exclusively to investigating the Kennedy assassination.
Did the name Jack Ruby ever come up in any of Garrison's investigations?
Garrison was very interested in Jack Ruby. Garrison, contrary to opinion that people have said, Garrison investigated exactly to what extent the mafia was involved in the Kennedy assassination. And Garrison discovered that, yes, the mafia was informed of what the CIA was doing, and just as in Operation Mongoose, where the CIA used mafia operatives to try to help them to assassinate Fidel Castro, so the same thing was true during the period of the Kennedy assassination. The CIA informed the mafia. Mafia people were at some of the meetings in New Orleans and outside New Orleans, but it was the CIA that planned the assassination and not the mafia. Jack Ruby, Garrison was well aware, had mafia connections, and these were mafia was used to bring Jack Ruby into the case. What I discovered and Garrison didn't know are so many instances of where Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald knew each other well. And one of my chief witnesses, Thomas Edward Beckham, said after the assassination, how could Jack do that to Lee? Because he was aware and he had been present at times when Jack Ruby and Lee Harvey Oswald were together
in
New Orleans.
I think Jack was told to do it, wasn't he?
Absolutely. Jack Ruby was blackmailed. I think Jack Ruby had no motive. I mean, what we heard when at the time in 1963 was Jack Ruby was grief-stricken and was so sorry for Jackie Kennedy that he couldn't help but kill Lee Harvey Oswald. And, of course, this isn't true at all. Jack Ruby was forced to murder Lee Harvey Oswald, even though, and my book is peppered with examples where we see how well Jack Ruby knew Lee Harvey Oswald.
In your opinion, then we're going to come back and talk about Garrison and his quest to try to unravel all this. But in your opinion, Joan, why was John F. Kennedy killed?
I have a long chapter in my book which shows the warfare that John F. Kennedy was involved in with the CIA. This was a life and death struggle. John F. Kennedy was trying to take away the powers of the CIA, to cut the budget, to take away their ability to do the overflights over Cuba. He wanted to take those over himself. He was going to limit the powers of the Director of Central Intelligence. Ironically, George W. Bush has done exactly what Kennedy wanted to do. So there was this, the CIA felt threatened as an institution. CIA was also representing the views of the Pentagon at that time, and the Pentagon wanted a ground war, first in Cuba, and if not in Cuba, in Vietnam. And John F. Kennedy did not want this country to fall into a deficit and then bankrupt itself with a ground war that they couldn't win. So Kennedy's policy was special forces in Vietnam, Green Berets, local military, and if this didn't work, nothing, because he did not want to commit hundreds of thousands of boys to Vietnam. And, of course, the people who wanted to profit from the Vietnam War, the people President Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, to which we could add the intelligence agencies, these people were determined to have a ground war in either in Cuba. Of course, Cuba would have been over in a couple of days, so they profited much more from the long, protracted war in Vietnam.
So you had that situation, you had Cuba, you had the mob. They all hated Kennedy, didn't they?
Well, there was a general hatred of Kennedy because Kennedy was perceived, as I said, as someone who was for civil rights. So this created a great hatred of Kennedy in itself. I think that the brother of, you know, Robert Kennedy was not liked by the mafia. But Carlos Marcello, as I said, could not possibly have alone and with his operatives murdered John F. Kennedy. It's preposterous.
How many people, Joan, do you think, including shooters, planners, how many people do you think were involved in this conspiracy?
Well, there were quite a few people. When we look at the people that Garrison brought before, into his office, we see soldiers of fortune, CIA operatives. We see quite a few people. We see the top level of the clandestine services of the CIA. And I think I'm not alone. I think even President Harry Truman, a month after the Kennedy assassination, wrote an article on the front page of that radical newspaper, The Washington Post, in which he said that the CIA was running a shadow government. They were making policy. And this was a not very thinly veiled attack on the CIA for murdering President Kennedy. It was an open secret that the CIA was involved in that murder.